I appreciate being here again tonight. Real pleasure to be with the people of God everywhere we go. I have a little burden that I want to leave with you, that I just spent some time praying for this meeting, praying that the Lord would bless us here. You know, I think about people that I have known in the past. I'm sure all of us have known different ones. Sister Sanders was one here that you all knew, that lived to the end of her life, and she, I believe, made it in safely over there. You know, I have watched, I have known different ones. I've seen them grow old. I've seen them keep their faith and keep their experience with the Lord all the way in to heaven's gates. And I've watched that. And you know, as I've gotten older, I have a profound respect for those people. I recognize that when people make it all the way through, it's different than just starting. Because there's a lot between here and there. There's a lot in life that we face. And you know, the Lord wants us to make it safely. He wants us to make it over there. And when we come up to the last day, the Lord wants to look at us and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And He wants to open the gates to us, and He wants to welcome us in. But you know, I think about the miles between. I'm just labeling it as miles. It's days. It's years. It's happenings in our life. The many things that happen between the time we get saved and the time we maybe are an old man or an old woman. And our time comes to die. And the Lord, we come up to His judgment day. And you know, He's going to be looking for that sweet saint that started out. He's going to be looking for that same thing that He born within us the very day that we got saved. And I want to just encourage us this evening and leave us with a few scriptures. I'm not addressing any situation. I feel like the Lord just gave me this burden and gave me the thought before I ever left home. I was just praying about coming here, and the Lord began to just give me different things. And I want to share with you in Luke 17:1, we find in life this fits so many situations. All of us will be here if we haven't already been. Jesus said here in Luke 17:1, I want to read a few verses. "Then said He unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith." That's almost more than we can take in, Lord. You mean 7 times in a day? And he said here, and the Lord said, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Now, you know, that's an act of faith. If you could say unto this tree, "Be plucked up by the roots and be cast into the sea," and it would obey you, that would be faith, wouldn't it? You know what Jesus was saying that about? This very thing. He said, "It is impossible, but that offenses will come." I want us to think about that a little bit tonight. I have come to have a deep respect for people that I see that are older, as I said already. And I see them, and they come to that crossing, and their spirit is as clean and as sweet and as gentle as it was 50 years before. I want to encourage us tonight that we keep our spirit just baby fresh. That we keep our spirit clean. And that we keep it in a place so that when we meet the Lord and He comes down and we recognize, here I'm meeting the Almighty God. My spirit is as clean as it was when He first born me.
Yes.
You know, I want to encourage us tonight. It is impossible. And I recognize and realize this is true. Yes. It is impossible that offenses will come into our life. Amen. It is impossible that major disappointments will come in our life.
Yes.
I've faced some things and some disappointments that have made me weep bitter tears. And you never realize when you're young that you're going to face those things. But you do.
Yes.
You face some of those things in life. Discouragements.
Amen.
You know, we're going to face some of those things.
Yes.
And my hat is off, if I can say it that way, if that means anything to you all here. My hat is off to those that run the race with patience. And
Amen.
Through their life,
yes.
they come down and they come to the end of their way. Their faith is still intact. Their praise is still there. Their
Amen.
Worship is still there to the Lord.
Yes,
and their
Lord.
Heart is still clean
yeah.
and
Amen.
Fresh. There isn't anything in there that says, yeah, but. There isn't any of that kind of thing. I've seen those live that life and run
Amen.
The race with patience
yes.
all the way to the end.
Praise
Saints,
Amen.
I just want to encourage you today.
Amen.
Run the race with patience.
Yeah.
Follow through to the end.
Yes.
Keep our hearts just baby fresh. Keep our hearts clean and pure before
Amen.
God.
Yes.
It is something
Amen.
that will cause us to have a clean conscience and
yes.
a clearness before the Lord.
Yes.
And when Paul came down to die, he said, I fought a good fight.
Amen.
I have finished my course.
And
now henceforth for me is laid up a crown of righteousness,
Amen.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge,
yes.
shall give to all those that love his appearing.
Amen.
He's going to give that to all those that love his appearing. Saints, hold fast our faith before God.
Amen.
Hold fast the integrity
yes.
of our life. Hold fast the cleanness of our spirit.
Amen.
That we don't ever become in our life. We face many things
yes.
through our life. We have seasons in our life. They don't last forever.
Amen.
Keep it in mind. The season we're in today will be different than the season we're in tomorrow.
Yes.
In Hebrews 12 and 15, it's easy for us to lose track. I have watched those that kept an experience with the Lord. They kept their life. They kept their contact with God through their life. And I watched them keep that. I want to encourage us today. You know, if we'll keep that kind of a life with the Lord, He'll keep us clean and pure. He says here in Hebrews 12 and 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He told us here, look diligently.
Amen.
You know, I found out that as we're going through life, we're going to have to be diligent
yes.
about these kind of things. Because there will come places in our life, and saints, we all know it. We face those places.
Amen.
But let's be diligent to keep our spirit clean.
Yes.
You know it says here, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Yes.
People fail of the grace of God sometimes. You know why? Because they're not diligent. And
Amen.
They let a root of something begin to grow of bitter feelings, of bitter thoughts,
yes.
of bitter... You know, the blood of Jesus will wash that stuff away.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus will keep us clean from
yes.
day to day. And when we find that thing trying to latch onto us, let's keep ourselves clean.
Amen.
Let's keep ourselves pure before God.
Yes.
Looking yes. diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble use, and thereby many be defiled. It's talking here about a root. We know what a root does. A root travels. It travels. It goes. And it don't stay right where it's at. And sometimes it'll sprout more things off of the root. And here and there, pretty soon you see a big plant all over. All kinds of things. You know where it came from? The root. It came from somewhere in the trunk. It came from the plant. Let's don't let a plant of bitterness get in our heart. Let's don't let a root of any kind of feelings get inside of us. Saints, it's going to mean something when we come clear to the other end of life.
Yes.
And our passport is asked for. It's clean and clear. It's up to date. Brother Tony Sammons wanted to come to this meeting. He told me, he said, I'll see you. He said, I'll be there Friday morning. And so, I heard he's not coming. Why not? His passport was out of date. And he bought his ticket already. Bought his ticket, but his passport was out of date. You know what, saints? Don't let our passport get out of date.
Amen.
On our way to heaven,
yes,
we're going to need it when we get there.
Yes.
If we let a root of bitterness come into our life and our heart, you know what we'll do? Our passport won't be ready when we get there. It won't be acceptable when we get there. I've seen people, and the reason I realize what a great thing it is to see somebody 80 years old, and I've seen a bunch of them come down to their end and have that kind of a clear testimony. I've seen the winds blowing. I've felt the breakers dashing against my soul, as the song says. I've felt the pull of the enemy telling me to turn aside, telling me, you know what happened? They did that on purpose to you, and they did. Sometimes they did. But you know what? In spite of it all, I had to humble my heart. Lord, I cannot let anything into my life. They did it on purpose. I knew they did. They hurt me publicly on purpose. But saints, I want to tell you something. You know what? We can go back and we can win in those situations. We can keep our spirit clean before the Lord. And I want to encourage us tonight. Keep our spirit clean. Keep our spirit, keep our passport up to date. We're going to need it. We're going to need it one day. When we come to the end of our life, we're going to need that passport. And it's going to need to be clean and fresh.
Yes.
I want to read to you a few things that Jesus said. Matthew 18. And I love these thoughts that the Lord leaves for us. They're so clean and so clear. And it's so nice when people are like that. And I've seen my share of these kind of people. Great encouragement to me. Matthew 18 and 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
This is part of our passport. It's part of the stamp on our passport.
Yes.
Jesus said, unless you be changed and become as little children, you can't enter heaven.
Yes.
And he says here, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What was he talking about? Was he talking about that we don't have any understanding of anything? I want to read one more before I go there. Mark 10 and 15. It's another scripture. Jesus was speaking again, and he said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And if you read in 1 Corinthians 14 and 20, I believe he tells us a little bit about what he has in mind here through his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 and 20 says, brethren, be not children in understanding, Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. The Lord wants us to understand His ways. He wants us to understand the ways of God. He wants us to have a good understanding of the things of the Lord. But He said, in malice be children. What's He mean by that? You ever seen children playing together? And then they have a little squabble and then they're playing together again. That's the way little children are.
Yes.
They just like that. You know what? Jesus said, unless we become like that, we won't see into heaven.
Yes.
It's what the Lord wants to put within us. It's the sweetness, the freshness of the Spirit of the Lord in our lives. I want to encourage us tonight, just a few little thoughts here, that the Lord help us to keep that gentle spirit of the Lord through our life.
Yes.
It takes some time, sometimes on our knees. I remember one time I had put myself out so much for a cause, and we were working with the school at the time, and one of the parents just, I don't know how to say it here. It hurt so deep to realize the level of disrespect and disregard for the sacrifice I had made. It was pretty, it just made me want to go home and say, I'm going to wash my hands and step out. That's what it made me want to do. And I went home and I began to pray at the couch out in the living room. And I prayed for hours. But I want to tell you something. I got a hold of something that night.
That's good.
After a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours of praying, I want to tell you, the Lord came down because I wasn't going to let it go. I didn't want that kind of feeling in my heart. And so I began to resist that thing. And I began to pray and call upon the Lord. Lord, you got to help me. You got to help me not to feel this way.
Yeah.
Lord, I need help. You've either got to help me to know that you want me. I've got to know that you either want me to stay there or you've got to release me, Lord. Well, you know, the Lord visited me that night in a way that He seldom has ever visited me. And from that time on, I went on and the hurt was gone. That deep hurt was gone. After God did that for me that night. You know, the Lord wants to work in our hearts and our minds. Some of us face things in life that others don't have to. I don't know why the Lord allows that. Sometimes we face things that others never have to face. But you know what? God has a deeper level of grace for us when we face those kind of things. What encourages tonight? To allow the grace of God to make us like little children. He said, except you be converted and become as little children. That word converted means to be changed. You know, it's in our humanity. It's who we are. To just take up for our, this is who I am. This is, you know what? The Lord wants to change us. And you know, after that experience with that family, you know, I won that family back. I won their hearts after that time because there wasn't anything in my heart for them.
That's good.
I didn't have anything ugly on them.
Yeah, that's good.
Tonight, saints, let's have our passports clear
and
clean. I'm going to look at Isaiah 11 and verse 6. There's a... There's a wonderful passage of Scripture here, and I believe it's speaking of the Gospel Day. And the Scripture says, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Here this child is again. You know what this is talking about, I believe? There isn't going to be any malice. That's a little child's going to leave them. Just the the way of a child, that there isn't anything ugly in me to have to be there. A little child's going to lead them. The wolf is going to lay down with the lamb. What's this talking about? I believe it's talking about natures. You know, I've known people that are lions. That's their nature. They're very aggressive people. Very, very aggressive. And in the flesh, they would attack in a minute. And I've seen that. But you know what? The Lord wants to take that kind of person. And He wants to mesh that kind of person with the lamb. There might be another person that says the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The little baby goat. The leopard's going to lie down. In the kingdom of God, the Lord's going to take people from every kind, every walk, every race, every idea, every kind of personality. And you know what? He's going to put them into families together. You ever seen a husband and wife that was opposites? Has anybody here ever seen that? So many times it's that way, isn't it? You know what? Many times you have a personality that's very aggressive with someone that runs into their shell when something happens. You know what the Lord wants to do? He wants to begin to work with that. He wants to change some things. And then all through life, He wants to mesh that together. That's what He does in our home. That's what the Lord wants to do. It is the work of righteousness. The work of righteousness brings peace. He begins to work within our life. And He starts that work right in our home. That's where it has to work first. Because I believe this. What we are in the home is what we really are. That's who we really are. When all the pretenses are off and we're out of the public eye and everything, that's who we really are. You know, that's where we need to really work. Lord, help me that whatever personality I am, whatever nature I would have been, Lord, change me and make me able to work well with my wife, well with my husband. Brothers, I want to encourage you. The Lord wants our homes to be places of peace. The work of righteousness is peace. And it starts with right here, with us. And it starts in our house. And when we live it there, and then we bring it out of there, you know what that work will be? It'll be peace everywhere we go. It'll be a work of righteousness that spreads, that filters, that comes into situations and influences situations. That's the work of righteousness in our lives. The Lord wants to do that for us today. And the cow and the bear shall feed. How that's amazing. The cow and the bear, that's food for the bear. The cow's food for the bear. No, not in the kingdom of God. They're going to feed together. They're going to be a blessing to one another.
Yes.
And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. He isn't going to eat flesh anymore.
Yes.
You know what? Except we be converted and become as little children. We don't eat flesh anymore.
Yes.
We don't consume flesh anymore. The lion's going to eat straw. Like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. The asp is a viper. It's a poisonous snake. But you know what? In the kingdom of God, that poisonous snake that their tongue bit, devoured, destroyed, caused, the Lord's going to change all of that. I want to encourage us today. Oh God, help us to be ready.
Yes,
make my passport clean. Make me, Lord, clean. Make me clean like a baby. Fresh, Lord. A sweet spirit. A gentle spirit. That's the spirit of the Lord. I want to encourage us today. Humble our hearts before God. If we have to pray a few hours and plead with God, Lord, I need you to change me. I see something here that, Lord, I'm speaking to my husband. I'm speaking to my wife. Way too impatiently. I want you to change me. You know what? God will do that for us if we let Him do that.
Fearless.
They shall not hurt, let's see, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. Maybe the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. That's also an adder. That's also a viper, a poisonous snake. But you know what? The child is not going to be afraid of that one because it's not going to hurt him anymore. That's in the kingdom of God. There's no poison to come out anymore. In Matthew 10 and 16, look at the instructions that Jesus gave. When He sent His apostles out, He told them, His disciples, He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Harmless as doves. He didn't tell us to be unwise. He didn't tell us to not have any knowledge, because He said, "In understanding, be men." But He said, "In malice, be children."
Yes, amen.
And so, what He's telling us here is, I'm sending you out into a world, and you're going to be like sheep among wolves. But what do we have? Do we not have a shepherd that's watching after us? Is He going to let the wolf get us? No. We've got a shepherd that will care for us, that will watch over us. And so He said, I don't want you defending yourself. You be as harmless as a dove. Don't let your tongue be the tongue of an adder. Be as harmless as a dove. I want to just bring a couple more scriptures maybe. Psalms 25:9. Says here, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way." Do we know what meekness is tonight? Meekness means gentle, in circumstances needy, especially saintly, humble, lowly, meek, poor. And He's talking about in spirit. This is the Greek definition of that word. It means humble. It means lowly. And the promise is that the meek will He guide in judgment. And the meek will He teach His way. Yes, we all need that, don't we? Lord, what is Your way? Lord, what way do You want me to take? You know, if we're meek before God, if we're humble and gentle in our spirit, do you know God, His promise is that He'll teach us His way? And we won't err therein. The meek will He teach His way. In in Matthew 5:5, we'll read one more there on that. We're just about done. He says here, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You know what this earth is talking about? In the Old Testament, the Jews always had a little saying that they would inherit the land. That was their saying. They'd inherit the land. That's what this is talking about. We're going to inherit the land that God has told us we would inherit. The promises of God, the things that He has promised His people, do you know that nothing can keep those things from us? Because they're the promises of God.
Yes.
And He's told us something. The meek will inherit those promises. Yes. The things that God has promised your soul, the peace of God, the joy of God, the clear mind, the direction, the understanding, the guiding of His Spirit, He's promised that to the meek. I just want to leave these few scriptures with you tonight. Just felt like the Lord gave me a little burden here. That we would allow God to work within our soul in such a way that we can inherit the promises of God. You know, He's promised heaven to His people. That's one of the promises of God. He's promised that to the meek. Well, encourage us tonight to be like little children. To be converted when we feel like, I can't, Lord, When I came home that night, I'm going to tell you, I confess, I wanted to wash my hands and leave for good, leave for school. But I want to tell you something. After God got done dealing with me, I had something inside. I didn't have anything against Him. The Lord had given me a strength that was very inhuman. I went back and I faced that and I faced them. And you know what? The Lord gave me strength to be strong. And I won them back. I won their hearts to the thing. And they've become very, very good supporters of the school. And I thank God for that. Just want to encourage us tonight that Jesus has so many teachings. Love your enemies. Oh, saints, let the love of God work in our heart. Let the gentleness of the Lord, the meekness of His Spirit, this fits in every situation. And when you read about the fruits of the Spirit and it says against such there is no law, you know what? There isn't. I don't know exactly what all that means, but I believe this. There is no place that doesn't fit or doesn't work. It fits every situation. The fruits of the Spirit, the sweetness in our soul, the clarity in our life, I want to tell you, that fits in our home. It fits in our every area of our life. It fits and it works so well. And then when we get to the last day, we can be like Paul. I fought a good fight.
Yes.
I finished my course, and now there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord is going to give to all those that love His appearing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.